Okay, this past week's daf is daf Ayin Ches, 10th perek in Maseches Nedarim. Let's begin with the Gemara towards the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the base. That's where the Gemara starts. Omar Abyeichanan, three lines in the bottom. Omar Abyeichanan, Abyeichanan says, Chochom Sh'omar B'loshin Baal, U'Baal Sh'omar B'loshin Chochom, Loi Omar Klum. The Din of Chochom is Matir in Eden, Baal is Mefer in Eden. It's a different way of taking off a nether, and we know that Chochom is matter and nether, it's Oke Me Ikroin, Mitam Tois, and a Baal, or not for that matter, is Mefer and Nether, Mikan Labo. He could stop a nether from that point on. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan, Chochom Sh'om B'loshin Baal, Baal Sh'om Lochom Lo'y Maklum. Now, L'chayra, right, we could be mistaken over here, what the Gemara means, right? And it's what when he's using a different Lashon, what does this mean? Is he coming to accomplish his din, but he's using a different Lashon, and it's a Lashon issue? That could that Lashon accomplish his private din? Or the issue over here is that we know that the Lashon refers to a different heter, a different thing, and that's the issue. Could he accomplish this other halacha? Meaning to say, Chacham Shomer B'Lashon Baal, what's he coming to do? Is this Chacham coming to make a Toras Nedarim? He just happens to be using a Lashon Hafara, or the Chacham is coming to make a Hafara. Similarly with Baal. So let's see the Hemshech HaGemara. Gemara says, L'yom HaKlum. L'yom HaKlum, he doesn't accomplish anything. This Sanyu, right? This Braisa is a raya to what Rabbi Yechanan sings. Zeh HaDovah. Chocham Matir ve'en Baal Matir. So the Braisa over here sounds like we're talking about a different halacha, right? We're not merely talking about could he accomplish his din with this way, this term, with this lashon, this way, this way of activating it. It sounds like from the Hemshech HaGemara that was the issue. The issue over here was that could he accomplish the other halacha? As the Brach says, Zadavah Chocham Matim V'im Baal Matir, right? We're talking about what is his din? We're assuming that he's doing it right, but the question is, what is his din? Now, if that is so, then I guess you could still wonder about the other issue, meaning to say, if Rabbi Yechanan coming to say that if a let's say a chacham, right? He wants to make a hafara. Right? That's what he wants to do. Right? He wants to make a hafara, mekanel avo. That's what he's coming to do. And that, Rabbi Yechanan says he can't do that. Okay, but what about if he wants to make a heter and he wants to use a lashon hafara? Right? What about that? Right? Seemingly, that's not discussed over here. That might be poshut that. The term doesn't match with what he's coming to do, so that wasn't an issue. Let's see the Ran over here. Omar Birchin Chocham Shomar. We're learning right over here as Ayin Zayin on the base. Ran on the Omut. Omar Birchin. I'm in the Ran right now. Omar Birchin Chocham Shomar Veloshin Baal. The Hainu Muferlich. Who Baal Shomar Veloshin Chocham. Sh'omar Mutalich. Now the Ran, let's see from the Ran what he's saying over here. Loshen Baal Mefurishu Bekosov. Dahainu Loshen Haforu. Alright, so what is the Ran seeming to be doing over here, right? The Ran seems to be questioning that where did these Lishonis come from? Right, it would sound like from the Ran that the issue maybe is the addition of a term, of a Loshen. Right? Loshen Baal, Mefurishu Bekosov, Dahainu Loshen Haforu. The Torah uses a lashon of haforum, and the Torah is describing what the Baal is doing. So on that, the Ran says that's clear in the pasuk. Lashon chochem dehave mutelich. Now this is the Ran started by that mufrelich is lashon of Baal, and mutelich is a lashon of chochem. So he says that where do we see that these lashonis apply to each thing? So the Torah talks now when the Torah says haforum, right, is the Torah talking about what he's saying, or the Torah is talking about what it is?
Well,
right?
I was going to ask the question like this: is this a question of he's every person has their own password. You have to use this lashon. This is your password. This is your password. It's nothing to do with what you're doing. It's that this is the word that works for you, and this is the word that works for you. Or there's a mechanism. This is a hafara process, and this is a hatara process. And certain people have rights to the hafara process, and certain people have rights to the hatara process. And you're trying to activate a process that you don't have the rights to do. I think that's kind of the question you're asking, right? Just a little different way of wording it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. When we start in the Gemara, we ask this, and then we see in the Gemara itself, the Gemara brings the Braisa, right? What would the Braisa be mashma? The Braisa says, Zeh Dover, Chochem Matir, Ve'en Baal Matir. Right? It sounds like the process, not just the term, right? Right? Sounds like what is his din over here, right? That's what it sounds like. How you do it, you know what's the wording? That's not discussed, right? Right. That's what the Braisa is. The words of the Braisa seems to be, and that's the Kal V'Chomer, and the Kal V'Chomer is on the halacha, not just on the lashon. Right? You know, the lashon but over here, the Ran seems to be making a point of the lashon, right? That's what it seemed like at first glance. Does that necessarily have to be what the Ran is saying over here?
I mean, could we say that the Rabbi Yochanan's bringing a raya from a braisa, so it seems like a pretty straightforward raya. So maybe, in other words, he's extending the halacha that the braisa is saying. But he was really addressing the lashon, and the braisa was really addressing what halacha that they could do. Right?
Would it be a proof to what he wants to say?
So I think so, right?
If he's dealing with the lashon,
right.
So it would sound like. If that's what he's focusing on, that means he's not questioning what halacha he's using. The Baal is coming to activate a hafara, right? And that would mean that could he make a hafara with the term of hatorah, let's say.
Right? Okay, yeah, so
then you really wouldn't see that from the Braisa, because the Braisa seems to be talking about what is his din. The Braisa is questioning, does the does the Baal face have a din hatorah? Right? That's what it is. Now, how do you make a hatorah? Well, you know, that's what, however you do it, you do it. In fact, that wouldn't be the issue. Yeah, I can point to that. That was the point over here. Now, definitely, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Chacham, you know, Shomer Beloshin Baal." And for that school, what we know, I want to know, right? And are we just dealing with the Loshin, or the Loshin is indication of what he's coming to accomplish? Now, therefore, in the Ran himself, maybe if we are right and how we're understanding the Gemara, so maybe the Ran himself is also really, really discussing of what is that halacha, right? What is his din? Not so much a loshen. When the Ran is Baal Shomer Beloshen, you know, that Loshen Baal is afora and Loshen Chochem is mutter. We're really dealing with what's the essence of what they're doing.
And I mean, they're mamash two different things, right?
Yeah, right. It is right. That's what we want to know over here. What is the issue? What we're dealing with, right? 100%. Right.
There's a run on the next page where I thought it was nice the way he said it, that the ikar of hatara is that you make it into a toes, which I think he said before, but to say it again, whereas right. Hatara bichlal, there's no
right. There are two different things, and that's the minum kan labol. I'm afraid that's the nafkamin and the nizach and other. Right. And therefore, I was just mentioning before, when the Ran says that Loshen Hafara is Mefurish, right, that's what we were just the Me'ir in the Psukim doesn't, right, like I'm saying, Psukim doesn't seem like in the passage that we're talking about what Loshen is using, if that was the point, that what was the term that he expressed, right? Pasuk talks about the transaction that he's doing, right? Right. So that's what it would seem that is really the point over here, and that means that we understand that there's a certain the way you say it is the way you express that what that transaction is, and that's not the issue of just merely using a different notion. We're talking about this other accomplishment. Now let's see the Ran. Let's see the Hamshul Ran. The Ran. So the Ran tells us that the Loshen, this that Baal, that's what the Torah said. The Torah talks about Hafara. Those are the words in the parish. Loshen Chochem have a mutilich, mash malei midichsev lo yachel devoroi. Kloimer lo yachel devorchulim darshina v'lechem moichen loy. The source to the din of Heter is from this pasuk. Lo yachel devoroi. Which means others could make the vote of chulin. They can nullify his words. Now this already, right? What is this part of the Ran mashma, right? This part of the Ran would be mashma. Again, at first glance, it sounds like from the Ran again that he calls the transaction making it happen, right? And then he says that concerning such a thing, mutter is appropriate, right? Right, so again, what does he mean over here? Right, he means the way to express that. That's what it would sound like. The way you express this transaction, as opposed to using a different word to express the transaction. Okay, but again, we always could say in the Ran, like we started saying before, is that this might be a given, and that's not the issue over here, right? That means that we know that each word expresses each transaction, and we're not trying to use a different word to express a transaction that doesn't match. We're trying to accomplish a different transaction with the word by using the word that matches it.
Yeah.
Let's see a little further in the Ran. The Ran goes further in the Ran, says on top of the page, and Yushami Mashm the Chochem Nami Motzi Ko Omar Ein Kan Neder Ein Kan Shvur. In Yushami, he says that it's Mashm the Chochem could say Ein Kan Neder Ein Kan Shvur, meaning to say he doesn't have to say a lotion of Heter. A new term. Ein kan neder, ein kan shvur. The Goras Hosam Baal Shomer Beloshen Chocham, VaChocham Shomer Beloshen Baal, Vay Omar Klum. The Shamas says not the same halacha we have over here, but the Shamas says as follows: El ze omer kehilchosay, veze omer kehilchosay. Habal omer mufalich, vahazokin omer ein kan neder, ein kan shvur. Over here, it would be mashba that it's an issue of a term of a lashon, right? Zokin oimer ein kan neder ve ein kan shvur. That's not really describing the transaction so much, right? That's what the Ran is really saying. The Ran is saying that there's another term that in Yushami says that could be used for a chacham. It's not limited to mutter. Ein kan neder ein kan shvur is also a term that could refer to the transaction that he's doing.
I mean, are these two different things? Meaning, when he related to the word mochel, this one's like wiping away, I see how you could get mochel, like you wipe it away, it's not there anymore. I could see how you would get to ein kan neder, ein kan shvur. But it was interesting. He went from lo yachol to mochlin. Which is
but is that what he meant, or the moichel that he meant to say? He calls it oisin oisa chulin.
Ah, so right? He says that also. I feel like he's equating the two.
So I thought that the moichel that he said was not in the sense of kapora, you know, that we have, you know, in like slicha, right? Mechila and slicha. I thought he was just using it in a tense of making it chilun, right? So making it
make chilun.
Okay, so I don't know the right? But that's what it sounds like, right? Because he comes back around and he says that when I moichlin shoyis neisachun, it sounds like, you know, he's translating that word that he fabricated here.
So this is the essence of my question.
Yeah.
So there's a mutter to me sounds like it's still here. There's just no longer an iser. Whereas ein kan neder sounds like bichlal, you've taken it away completely.
I'm saying that it's still here, but there is no iser. The neder is here, but the iser that the neder accomplished is not. We could divide the two things. Possibly.
That's what I'm suggesting. Okay. I don't know. I'm asking it as a question. Uh-huh. That I'm saying it. It sounds to me like you might be able to say that. Uh-huh. I don't know if you're maskim or not maskim. If uh-huh. I'm wrong or I'm, I don't know. And I saw the same difference in chulin versus mochlin. Mochlin sounds like it's like ein kan shvur. You're taking it away completely. It's wiped away.
Uh-huh.
Whereas chulin, it's still there. You just made it into a chulin.
Mm-hmm. 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 What the point that you're saying? I guess we could, let's go back a step even before, which might be a little point. I mean, the post says lo yachel devora, right? So when the person himself is meichel his dibur, I mean, he's not taking off the neder, right? The neder right. still remains. He's just making his words chulin. Is that he's sort of not respecting not the words. That's what he's doing. But that's true. It's not going anywhere. Now aval acher meichel in loy, right? You know, in that sense, if you were equating to what he did, that might be like sound like you're saying is that somehow, you know, the just like by him, he doesn't the net doesn't go away, but he can't do what you know he can't. But others could do that, right? So maybe there might be some kind of mashmois like that. If we needed to equate the leyachel what he does and they do. Right, mm-hmm. That you might get that feeling from over there, right. So that we would have to takano if there's such a thing. Is there a way of dividing the two things to have the nether there and being matrit like the iser of the nether became hotter, but the nether itself is still there. More capacity is the nether there if the iser is hotter, what is that? Okay, but that's a thought. Okay, yeah, uh huh.
I might have something to be say on this later. I'll wait.
Okay. So now what we just heard was like this: that that the Ran tells us that the simple way of expressing what a chacham does should be a heter, loshna of heter, mutuloch, right? Mutuloch. In Shami says that there's another way of expressing what is ein kan neder, ein kan shvua, which apparently that term, I would think, suggests that ein kan doesn't mean from here on in, right? It means that, you know, intrinsically, because otherwise, then why does that term refer to the chacham is any more than the baal? Baal also is ein kan neder from here on in, mm-hmm. Right? So ein kan is really sounds like it would seem to have a choice of undoing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. Now, if you recall. What our minig is in Hataras Nedarim, we do both, right? Mutalach, mutlama, ein kan, right?
Yeah.
Right, we say both.
I think we say mochalach also, don't we? Do we say mochalach? Or no? We don't say that? I feel like somewhere I say that. Maybe wrong. By Hatar and Rosh Hashanah, we don't say it. Mutalach.
No,
oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. There. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is really this avlacher moichlin loy, right? That's what that term, right? Would see now that we see here we see what that means. That's probably right when we on Erev Rosh Hashanah we're probably thinking in terms of slich and kapara. Right, even though I mean we say that, but when we're talking about the nether itself, that's probably what it means, like the Ran says over here, right?
Can the Rav just repeat that last point?
Here, when I told us no, let's get a.
You want me to get a sitter?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Let's see. Find it over here. Yes, so what the Chacham or the Gimel Hadjaitis that we work with, it says, Hakol Yimutorim Loch, Hakol Mechum Loch, Hakol Shurim Loch. And then we say, En Kan Lo Nedev Lo Yishvo, right? So we're saying both things, but what we see over here, that aside from the notion of Mutar, we say, Hakol Mechum Loch. Right? Now, what does Mechum Loch mean? Right? So what I was saying is that we might have gotten ideas lashna of mechila, but I think after we see the sugi over here, you're right, it probably means the lashna of chulin, right? Shruyim is an Aramaic term, lashna of shori, right? It's lashna mutter. It's also right. Mutter. Word of mutter means to untie, right? Untie an iser, right? And then we say enkan we neder we shvur when it is enkan, right? Now when we say avayishkan mechila slicha kapora, that's not talking about the transaction. What we're accomplishing.
Right. So we're just putting that in because it's a good day to talk about that.
Good question. What that means? What that means? If a person. Yeah.
Maybe I on Shabbos I was thinking about this question was going to come up on the next Amud Aleph. How does it help if you say Mikone Labala Mafreya? How does it help to be shoel on your korban after you shechted it b'chutz? You already did the iser, so. I wanted to suggest, I caught Mindy Weiland on the way to Shul, I wanted to suggest, based on something I heard from Rabbi Selnick, that, I'll say it this way, I'll put 2 points. Hashem is judging you now, based on whether, meaning if you, when you shechted it b'chutz, you became a Kari's person, now you're a Kari's person, and doing a Shayla doesn't help you because you're a Kari's person. You have an Isser Kari's and you did it. You know, and the fact that you made a Shayla later doesn't help you. You could do tshuva maybe. You could do tshuva, but the Shayla doesn't help you because you already did the Maisa. So what I want to say is it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Hashem looks at you now and he says, did you do in the past an Isser Kari's? Because you were Shoel on the Korban, and when you shechted it now, it wasn't a korban. So he looks at it and he says, oh, what you shechted, that wasn't a korban. So you didn't do a shechut echut. So okay. I'm looking at you now, you didn't do an iser kares. The way he's looking at you now. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to suggest based on something I heard from Rabbi Selnick.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Weiland responded to me. He said that he saw, I think, in the Chovos Levavos, that that's the way tshuva works, that you're not undoing the maisa. That the iser is that you had a bad kavana. You had a kavana to do, so you're taking away, when you do tshuva, you take away the kavana. The maisa is still there. You took away the kavana.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm suggesting maybe to answer his question, maybe that's the sleep of kapara. We're taking away the neder, but in addition, at the time, you might have been over on that neder at some point in the past. So now what we're saying is there's also a sleep and a kapara on the maisa that you did to be over on the neder in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
Regarding neshamas, right? We have a concept that husband and wife were one neshama that was split together, you know, split apart and put back together. We have the concept that all Klal Yisrael is really one neshama, right? That in the Talmud Dvorah, it's more like that.
Mm-hmm.
So without getting into why I think this, but I view that when one person has hashba on the other person, what the two neshamas are doing is they're merging to form a corporation.
Yeah.
And I want to say that the ultimate person that influences you the most is you a minute ago. Right? But, you know, to a certain extent, every moment you're, you know, to a greater extent, you're connected to the neshama of you a minute ago, but it's not a different mechanics than being connected to your wife as one neshama.
Mm-hmm.
So here, if you say that a person does tshuva, so yeah, okay, so that guy got kares, but now your neshama is separated from
a different person. You're not that person anymore. That's what you mean to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so some ideas, some thoughts over here. Now let's just see the next few lines in the Ran and see how to translate what he's saying. The Ran says, Lofizeh, Mash Mali, the Lishna de Mefer Shaykh Mikan ve Eilich, the Lishna de Mutter. What is this going back on? Lefize mashmli de lishna de meifer shayach mikan ve'eilach, v'lishna de muter b'dovah shoyim muter meikarei. Right. Let's see what we hear in this few words in the Ran. Maybe that'll help us in the original shayla what the issue over here is. Now, first of all. The Lefizeh Kinnira goes back on, is not going on this piece that he just said, the Yishami, right? Because Yishami is a new term of Enkan Shur. The Ran is not discussing that, right? He's talking about a Loshon of Mufer and Mutter, right? So, right, and as usually, a Lefizeh would be going on the previous thought that we just mentioned, right? But over here, I don't think that's what he means. I would put the Yishami in brackets over here, because he's making a comment now that Lishna de Mefer Shaykh Halabo and Lishna de Mutter is Shaykh Meikarum. Now, what is he saying over here, right? Lefizeh, he seems to be saying is that if these terms are used for these transactions, or maybe even stronger, that maybe these terms are describing the transaction. So, I mean, that we know from Chazal, right? That from the sugis, that this is one of the differences between. Maybe this is the main difference between these two accomplishments, these transactions, that Hafora is Mekan Labo and Hatorah is Meikor, is Oikam Meikor. So therefore the Ran says that if these terms refer to each of these transactions, then it would seem to be that it would make sense to say that as far as how it's working, Mikan al-Habo or Lumafreya, each one has a specific mashmois.
You understand that he's working from the din to be magdir what the words mean, as opposed to learning the din from the essence of the words.
Yeah. Now, see, it would sound like to me that there is a nafkamina that we have between the two things, and this would go into what the word means. Doesn't sound like that this is the only distinction between these two things, and that's why these words have to mean this. as it would sound like that even if these words didn't have a specific mashmois concerning lemafreya and not lemafreya, they still would each word would refer to each transaction. I'm not sure exactly what it would be. To me, you know, this is really, really describes what it is. You're undoing it. That's intrinsically means that it's working in some form of a mafreya. It's retroactive taking it off. And hafara, if it's not going retroactive, says it has to be happening from here on in. I don't know how else you describe what this is. What I mean to say is that the mekanabal mafreya sounds pretty intrinsic to what the transaction is. Doesn't sound like it's another facet of it. At the random, it sounds like we're saying that there's another facet that you could. These two words refer to each transaction, even without going into the lemafreya of it, as if this idea of chulin, right? That somehow describes what a chacham is doing. It doesn't describe what a baal is doing, right? I don't know what it would be. What is this how is that describing differently? Right? Maybe this would be right what Michael is saying, that difference might be without going into the Mafreya, not Mafreya. Right? Right, whether the leather's still here or it's not, right, like he was saying.
How would the Rav translate the word hafara, or out of this context?
Hafara, I thought it was a lotion of bittel, like to nullify. But if that word means anything. But it would seem like if you're not discussing, is it possible to nullify the neder lemafreya? That's what I was saying over here. Okay, this is a fine point over here in understanding what the point of the Ran is. Is this what we were discussing the whole time, or there's another facet? The Ran says is that it would seem that if these two lishonos describe what's happening, so we know that there's a difference as far as mafreya not mafreya. So that would go into the mashmos, the connotation of the lashon itself. If he's mashmos, the lishon de mefer shayich mikan labo, lishon de muter b'dover shayim muter meikrei.
I'm trying to think if it was you were handling something before, which I wasn't completely sure what was bothering you. Now I'm thinking maybe I understand what's bothering you. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
If the way you're speaking it out, then are you wondering why is he choosing this particular din? And there are lots of dinim within, and this doesn't get to the essence. This is just happens to be a din of whether it's Mikana La Bar La Mafreya, one particular din in Hafara and Hatara, as opposed to the essence of what Hafar and Hatar are. So why does he, if all he's coming to say is, I see now that this Lashon is for Hafar and this one's for Hatara, and therefore I see this must reflect this din, why does he make a point to point out this din in this particular place as opposed to any other din that goes with Hatar and Hafara.
That will be one of the sides of what I am questioning here. Okay, but let's hear again. Okay, so what does this Gemara tell us? This Gemara tells us the Brayis itself definitely was saying sounds like that we're learning the actual transaction, and we see from the Gemara that there definitely is a lotion to express each transaction. Now, what does the Brayis say? Zeh davar chacham matir ve'en baal matir sheyochol. One might have thought to machacham she'en meifer matir baal shemeifer and then shematir. Now, this, like we're saying, this is again kavah chaimer. We're talking about a din. Now. This also needs a little bit of a beer, right? Because initially each one is given one halacha, right? So make a kavachom. How do you know where to start? As we see in the next brayis, starts the other way. Tiny either. Zeh adavar baal meifer v'in chacham meifer shiochom abal shein matir meifer chacham shmatir and din shemeifer. Tanam zeh adavar. I mean the initial, you know, what we're given is that this has this and that has that in, right? Now, the Kavuchemer is based on the fact that it is deciding that one has something and doesn't have a different in, right? Now, where did that come from? This Bryce seems to be assuming Machacham She'ein Mefer. Ein Mefer. This Bryce is starting out with that, right? That, as if that's a given. We know that a Baal definitely, a Chacham is definitely not Mefer. We don't know that a Baal can't be Matir. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there will be room to make a Kavachemer based on that. And on the Zeh Adavar, is that Miut to say that the din, the power, the koyach that a Baal has is limited to that of Hafara, and that doesn't give him special rights in Hatoru. The other Brayson is working the other way, right? Baal Mefer Chacham Mefer Shiyochu Ma Baal She'ein Matir Mefer. Right, so we're starting. This Brayson has a different hanocha, different assumption. Baal She'ein Matir. Right, so that's a point over here. The Brayis seems to be starting from a different point. And b'chlau, where does that assumption come from? There seems to be, you know, if we're saying right, there seems to be something machlokes, right? Because the Zeh Adavar, you know, once you have the Zeh Adavar l'chora, the Zeh Adavar is speaking to both. So you didn't know the Zeh Adavar beforehand. Right, so without the Zeh Adavar, this Brayis is starting that the Baal definitely only has one din. The other Brayis is starting that the Chacham only has one din. Right, so where that comes from, that we might have to be mevar that. Now. Of course, we're talking. The Brayis over here are talking about that would be a power that the Av, because he's an Av, or a Baal, because he's a Baal. Now, obviously, one person, you know, could carry two hats. If the Av or the Baal happens to be a Chacham, then he could be Matir Midin Chacham. Right? The fact that he's an Av is not Megareya from that. And vice versa. Yeah. But that's what the Braisa is talking about from the din of Chochem, Rashi Amatis, you know, that din. And I would think that Hu Adin Gimel HaGeitis, according to the Sakadaitich of this Braisa, right, that we would think that each power, whatever, you know, each braisa, the same, the braisa holds that a chochem could be mefer. So I would think that by the same token, the gimel hayoytis also would be. That's what I would think. If you don't agree with that, you could differ with what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, now let's see. Let's see the Hemshech HaGemara.
I mean, just to understand, yeah. I mean, you have these two Kal Vachomers going in opposite directions.
Right.
Is one coming from the point of view that a Hafar is stronger than a Hatar, and the other is coming from the point of view that a Hatar is stronger than a Hafar, or the Kal, they're not?
I don't think it was so much a question of what's stronger. Is the question what's stronger, or is the question of whether this din was given, right?
Which din?
It's a question of a stronger. Let's say if we'll start off by saying that, let's say Av could be Mefer, but he can't be Mater, right? So that would seem to be saying that in order to be Mater, being an Av is not enough, right? Your credentials, right, of who you are, is not enough to merit you this power. That's what that means. That means that. So I don't know if we're discussing the strength of the power, but we're discussing the conditions of being able to activate that din. So if we're starting that being an av doesn't have the conditions to activate the din hatorah, so that would tell us that there are less conditions that you need in order to make a hafara, to make a hatara. So someone who even has the conditions to make a hatara, then he should definitely be able to make a hafara. That's where the Kal Vachomer lies.
Okay, and then the other one goes the other way, that there are less conditions for a hafara than a hatara.
Right. But that all comes from some kind of sources that the given is that you could do this and you can't do that, right? Whereas the other person, we don't know what he could and he can't do, right? And that's what we were discussing before. Where that came from is not clear to me, right? Why in learning the Pesukim, it seems to be a machlokes in the Braises, that learning the parash itself, even before the Zeh HaDavar, do we know something about one of the two?
Right. I mean, so they're both maskim that you don't. They both have different, completely different havaminas.
Right.
Opposite havaminas.
Opposite, yeah.
They both agree that you don't learn whatever my havamin is because it's based on this pasuk.
Right. And it should come out of what we're saying is that the Zeh HaDavar is only needed for one of the two. Right, oh. You know, in Rabbi Yochanan's memra, which, you know, the Gemara is bringing a raya to that, right, it would sound like that there's two options over here, right? You know, maybe everyone could do everything, right? That's what he sounds to be saying. Tamla Zadovar, right, from the Braisa, it would sound like at the Braisa, it tells me that there are specific ways of doing it, right? I need the Zadovar to limit each one. But if you look in the Braisa itself doesn't sound like that. The Braisa sounds like that. Even before the Zeh HaDavar, right, we know you could do this, and you can, right? I know you could. You're limited. I don't know that he's limited, and therefore there will be a basis of a Kal Vachomer. So the Zeh HaDavar comes, tells me the second, right? But I don't need the Zeh HaDavar for both.
It's possible maybe they came. They both knew you had Zeh HaDavar, and they said, "Okay, I know that I'm learning that this can do this and this can do that. I just don't know why the Torah had to say Zeh HaDavar." Was it coming to teach me that the Baal can't do Hatar, or was it coming to teach me that the Chacham can't do Hafar?
So if I was using Zeadavar and I was satisfied that it should refer to one, so why did I change my mind to use it for both? If I'm starting right, if the Zeadavar is really the root of specifying one of the two, right? So then we'll have to understand that shachar, because that's the shachar tari is. The original meaning thought Zeadavar talks to just one of the two, mm-hmm. and then now the time of the Braisa was mechadish that the Zeadavar talks to both. Right, so that needs a little explanation, and even in that, we still have to know that what was the basis why he decided to swing the Zeadavar again, right? You know, for you and not for you, right? Right. So maybe you're giving us a source to make something specific, but we still don't know why it relates to one more than the other, right? Okay, but taking us a step closer. Okay. Let's see. Zota Gemara. Never can say Zehadov Zem Lehalon Zehadov. The Gemara is making this Bryce over here, right? Nema kan zehadover, nema lon zehadover, boy, shkutechot, zehadover, bishkutechot. Akzereshove, that we're going to learn dinim from nedorim to shkutechot and vice versa. So, ma bishkutechot, arenuvon of Chol Yisrael, af pashas nedorim, arenuvon of Chol Yisrael. Okay, and we'll see what that will mean more, we'll explain. Umak han roshe hamatis af lahalon by shchute chutz des roshe hamatis. So I think more of parshas nidorim l'mahil chasa. What is parshas nidorim getting from shchute chutz? You know, the Aaron involved in Chol Yisrael. Amar v'ach v'yak lahach shloisha hedyotis. The source of shloisha hedyotis comes from the gzeres shavim. From Shute Chutz. Shrekti Gemara v'ha Roshi Hamatis Ksiv, but Shrekti Gemara but the Pasuk has a requirement of who could be Mati Neder. You need to be Roshi Hamatis. We'll see exactly what that refers to. But that's definitely more than what a Hedyot would mean. Roshi Hamatis. Amrav Chizda v'tayim b'yechnam b'yochin mumche. It's not a contradiction. The Taka Tudinim. There's a Rosh Hamatis condition, and there's a Gimel Hadyotis Halacha. And the difference is how many are necessary to be Matir. That if you want to be Matir just with one, that's where you need to have the Rosh Hamatis conditions. But, if you have Gimel, we'll see maybe in the round where the number Gimel came from, but the more thing is that it's like this. So what would have been before the Limud from Shchutei Chutz, and there would be a Rosh Hamatis condition, how many would you need? It would sound like something more, I think, than in Echnami. Maybe you need Gimel, right? You need to have Rosh Hamatis, right? And I wonder if maybe that's the Pasuk does speak Loshen Rabim. I don't know if it has to be like that, but I call upon him. But that's what it would sound like something more, that would have a contradiction over here, right? There seems to be a contradiction, and we're satisfying that contradiction by having different number requirement. So I mean, maybe you could be mistaken what that number was, mm-hmm. meaning to say, you know, is the pshat that the Sfor Chitzen is that the Rosh Hamatis needs Gimel, the Pasuk is Marba Gimel Hayyotis asks the Gemara over a second, but there's a contradiction over here, right? On that, the Gemara answers by saying that that because of the limud, right, of Gimel Hadyotis, that will tell us that the Rosh Hamatis in the requirement is doesn't need three. Is that what the Gemara answered? Or maybe you want to swing it the other way to say that the Din Hadyotis originally would have been, that doesn't sound so much from the Gemara, but let's speak this through, that the Din of Hadyotis would have been one, and the contradiction therefore would have been that you need Rosh Hamatis, and that's what was Mechayev to say that that the Hadyotis needs to be three. Right? Let's say come from Shchut Echot. Shchut Echot, there's definitely no it's not a, over there, it's not a, the Aaron of Mechol Yisrael is who this halacha applies to, lachar, which is Kol Yachav Yachad. There's no number there, and so what I mean to say is that the initial limud from Shchut Echutz, does that limud initially regarding, even if there was no Rosh Yamatis, would mean three, or that there would be one?
I assume because there were three, it was referring to three katan.
Three what?
Three.
Moshe and Aaron, Kol Yisrael, three groups.
Moshe, Aaron, Uvanov, right? Kol Yisrael.
Uh huh. See, I think the Ran.
If you learn it that way, you should have learned maybe one. You need one samach, and one. You know, Gamir Vesavir and one head you.
The Ran discusses later where number three came from, right?
Okay.
Where the number three came from.
Where you put,
right, so you see the Ran in different Masel B'yoch and Mumcha. That Ran over there.
Oh, okay. Timgazer Shavu, Marvi Hedirushi, Marvi Hediotut, Rurushi Matut. So you need both. I mean, you learn both. Roshi Masus Matos the Yochid Yosus Bishloshu. It sounds like what he's just saying is that you need.
Look at the next line. I was referring to get to the next line over there.
Sorry. Oh, you're right. I put a little line there. Chitema. Tiltamana la kevin of the machkas le michad ukme la tilta.
That was the answer, right? So he's saying he asked, so how do you know three? Yeah. How do you know three?
Cain based on that.
Right? And you know, it's sort of developed, right? The Ran doesn't sound like he's taking it out of, you know, Moshe and Aaron and Bono.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be an alternate answer to the question. Let's take a see over here. Zokteran, let's go back to the Ran from the beginning over here. Zokteran, Nemakan Zadov Parshas Nidorim. In the Ran over here, the first Divra Maskon on Ayin Ches Omen Aleph, which is around six lines down or so. if you have the same print as us, it's the third narrow line. Nemar kan ze adavar beparshas nedarim. Right, you see that over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ma b'shchut echot anu bon v'chol Yisrael. The haksiv b'reisha hi parsha, beginning of the parsha shchut echot, says, Daber el Aaron v'el bono v'el kol b'nei Yisrael. Shekulon shovim bo. Everyone is equal concerning that parsha of shchut echot. Ach b'parsha sindorim, Aaron v'on v'chol Yisrael, v'kulon kshedim lahater es haneder. Kulon kshedim lahater es haneder. Okay. Kulam shovim hatis haneder. Mak han roshi hamatis benedon the roshi hamatis sivu achlalom shchichutz is also we learn from over there. There's a roshi hamatis which is relevant to shchichutz. Mifarsh kama mahilch. So the more later will tell us what that is relevant to. Omer avach b'yankev lahachshe shloishe hediyotis. The first part of this halachi is the hadover that we're learning from shchichutz that Aaron avon v'chol Yisrael. That Kol Yisrael Ashovin. So by the dorm is also such a halachom. Lahash shol shedaitis. Now the Ran over here tells us the family. Hai hedyotis damrinon loy kul hedyotis ksherim. Zok the Ran that the halacha of gimel hedyotis that you have by the dorm, it's. Doesn't not all hadjetis necessarily are kosher. Elahano dechimaz bilahu miha savri. This is only to someone who has the intellect level that when you explain something to him, savri, he understands. Ukit kasim perkaban abenedorim. That's discussed it before. Vahino dechasim biyushalmi shloisha shen yoidin liftoyach. Them at here in Kizokin. The Yushami seems to have some kind of condition, right? That Shloshish and Yoidin Liftoyach. That's what he's showing, that therefore, there even in Hedyotis, there is a condition. Let's just see a little further, then we'll come back around. V'nir Be'enai, the Ran says as follows. Then he deloy shovu nidor mishkut echutz. He's asking a question over here, right? And what's coming out over here is that we're learning the din of gimel hayaitz from shchut echutz, but the source really and what we're learning too are not really the same level of hayaitz. So that's bothering the Ran. You know, if by shchut echutz, you know, all hayaitz are included. So if you're making a limud, that's what it is. You know, where did this difference come from? He's asking us as a question, right? The Gzeir Shove seems to be that it's not standing. It's not the same. It's not the same din. Now, what he wants to have. I mean, the question really should have been the other way, right? That there is a gzeirah shaveh, so the requirement shouldn't be any more than there, right? I would think that's where the question would be. You're learning from there. So how did it come to be? You show me sources that you need some there are conditions in hijaitis. Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. We have a gzeirah shaveh. Loik hashamidi. That's not a question. That this difference is something which memela on its own is derived. The hadyotis, the grey kule high, because hadyotis which have no conditions at all, dafil kimaz b'hu leisavri, that they don't understand something even when you explain it to them. Sabed ba'aseninu. Right? These are right, he refers to as a nothingness. Right, maybe we call them senile elders. Upshitit lechoz lehatadidorim kivnei savri klau. that's partial to us, that you know, there has to be something here that can help. I think Shahin Martin and you're the Mamatir. Okay. See, he's saying that the Ikar Limud is that you don't need to have mumche. Hadyotas are sufficient. But that's already a svara to us that there is a certain understanding which is necessary, and that's not a contradiction to the Gzeres Shavah, because that's something that we develop on our own. So the Gzeres Shavah itself is telling us that we don't need mumcha. You know, mumcha, and hedyotas are enough. What kind of hedyotas? If there's a svar to say that over here there is a minimum requirement, so that's not a contradiction to the ikar gzeirah shavah.
There's a concept in gzeirah shavah. I don't know if that he doesn't say it, but mm-hmm. there's like, I'm not going to get the right words. Uki ba'asra and uki. Beduchta, something like that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not sure if I have the right word.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're referring to. Yeah, okay.
Is that what he's doing here, or no? That's not really what he's doing.
What is that concept?
It's a question of when you. Gazei Rishava says these two things have some take. Have a din in common, take
right.
a din from the other. And one is, I think it's, the question is then, do you apply the din based on where it came from, or in the context of where it goes to? I might not be saying that exactly correctly, so maybe the rabbi will correct
me. I don't remember the specifics of that. I know what you're referring to, but I don't have clear what the guidelines of what that was. I have to find that Maran Welcome to look it up. But I hear what you want to know. If this is working with that concept, But I don't remember well enough what that was. You have to find me tomorrow morning. We'll check it out.
I'll Google Uki Ba'asra. Maybe it'll come up for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing these things come up. You know, just a handful of times in Shas, and you know, can't remember where they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could ask someone who would know. Someone.
The Malbe.
Let's see. So let's see over here. So now what this requirement is. What is this requirement? The Ran says that the requirement is the chimazbi luhu miho savri. It sounds like that it's a level of intellect that if you explain something to someone, they'll understand it. They'll understand what you're saying. Now, in the Ran, it's not clear to us, you know, what. What kind of concept are you doing? Like, there's, you know, things which are more complicated, more hard to grasp. What? Now, the lashon that he brought from the Yerushalmi, Yodim Liftoyach, that sounds like it's a higher requirement. It's not just merely Kimazri Lu. And at the end of the round, it sounds like that they just have to know what they're doing, that they're being matter something, right? So was that the kimazbri luhu? Is that what he meant? That if you tell them the concept of HaTorah, they'll understand it. I wasn't so sure. Because it sounds like from the Ran that we're talking about a level of intellect that we're talking about, right? It doesn't sound like we're talking specifically that they know that they're being matter, right? It means that they have a level in like that. If you explain a concept to them, they'll get it, right? You know, but we don't need to practice that. You know, we don't need that. You know, that concept doesn't have to relate to Nedarim Mechlal. Right? It's a certain level. So now based on this, therefore there's room to wonder that you know, on Erev Rosh Hashanah when you're davening in a minyan and you have, you know, bar mitzvah bocher, person, he's sitting next to you and you're forming your gimel had yetis over here for Ataras and Darim. So, you know, maybe there's room to at least,
I'm a supuk whether you explain things to me, I understand.
Okay.
Gonna be certified. About that. But by Hafara, the husband, would he need that?
That's a point. That is a point. What we say, the Ram says, "Pitted lechoz lehat in adom, kivun leisavri klal." After Hashem atir, and you did the mamatir. That. If you don't know what you're doing, the Baal doesn't know what he's doing either. Just, you know, they tell the Baal, just repeat after me, you know, Mufar. That's a good point. Would you need that for Haforum?
I mean, he's not even bothered at all, because he doesn't know what he's saying. He's not bothered by the Neder.
In a scenario where, let's say, she or someone, you know, realizes that something happened over there, we need to take care of this nether, because we call the Baal over there. Right, exactly, such a thing like that, right. Yeah.
I mean, you're asking there, does the Lushan work without any kind of a kavana to be made for at all? I guess I didn't understand Shlomo's question originally. I thought Pashat, you didn't need a level of Havana to do a Hafara, because all you needed to do was you didn't want it. You don't want it. It doesn't require much intelligence. But now that I hear the level of intelligence you're dropping to.
Right.
I mean, you might ask a similar question, but maybe this is a slightly different question. What if the Baal, he actually doesn't care? And let's say he even says, you know what, okay, I'm okay with your neder. And then they, you know, she says, you know what, I'm really kind of thinking, you know, maybe I wish you could be neder. So he goes to, now he does a sheila on his hakama, because I guess he already did a hakama, because he was maskim to it. Can he do a hafar even though he really doesn't care? I don't really care. I'm just doing this for you. You don't want it.
Right. I would think that as long as he knows what he's doing and he's making it, you know, even though if he personally doesn't care, I don't know if the caring is necessarily a condition in making the hafor. As long as you know, he's deciding for however he got there that he's going to make a hafor, I would think that would be sufficient. That's what I would think. A component.
Talking to somebody who mamash doesn't understand. I mean, it's hard for me to understand such a level of intelligence, but I hear what you're saying.
But he could understand that he doesn't want it, but not understand like what mechanics he's doing here. You know, there is a level between that. You know, like
you're saying, you're the husband. You have the right to cancel her neder, and he doesn't understand that. That's what we're saying, essentially. But here, just
now, whatever this is in the Torah. I mean, how do you understand that? The Torah people over here, that they don't understand that, right? We're just equating to that. If we can't understand the, you know, how someone doesn't do that, then maybe that question could be by the Torah itself. Who are these?
Well, I mean, here, I mean, by far, you're saying, okay, we're not making the netter like it never was. You know, it's not so complicated. I'm just saying, I'm canceling it. You have the right to cancel. The other one, you're making it into, you're taking it away like it never was. What do you mean, taking it away like it never was? It is. It was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's, you're touching on a point. I would wonder, Taka, if that is included in the conditions of HaTorah. Do they have to? Are you even telling them they have to understand that, you know, it goes off kind of retroactively, however it goes off. Right? I would think, you know, most people who make Hatoris and Dorim, right? You know, I don't think anyone's thinking about, you know, retroactively yet. Not you ask them, you know,
how holding by the rush.
How is this working? You know.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Okay, so we just found that over here that the Ran tells us, right, and then this is, you know, we had in passing, right, he mentions the previous sugi that he mentioned, the Zach, that Hejaitis, when talking about Hejaitis, there is a certain level which they don't rank as Hejaitis concerning this halacha here. Let's see the round further. V'hol roshe ha-matis k'siv u'mash ma'av ha-l-yotis lo'y. Adam is a condition in roshe ha-matis. So how could we possibly... So it's like a contradiction over here, right? You know, how could you be marbe something which the Pashuk specifically says not? Right? So that, you know, that would tell us that Xer Shov is not common to do this. And that Gemara says, no, b'yochem umcha. Okay, now this round. I'm just reading this over here. The kivan Xer Shov and marbe ha-yotis... We have two sources, so we are being forced to establish both, that it shouldn't be a contradiction, right? And that's where the difference is coming from. Meaning to say that it would sound like that each source by itself would say that this is good, you know, or that would be required, which really would be a contradiction. But now that we have both, so in order to, if the Torah is telling me both, you know, that should be a contradiction, so that in itself, right, is forcing us to shift the conditions, that it shouldn't be a contradiction.
If that's the case, I mean, they're around saying that's the case, so I don't know, but I guess what's bothering me is, then why is this the only way to shtim it, to say it's 1 and 3? Maybe you could have said, you know, Rosh Matos says, you know, I don't know, Gimel Hedyotos, you know, with a Chacham standing by. I guess maybe that doesn't make any sense, because then what do you, and you don't need Gimel, it's not Gimel Hedyotos anymore. You just really, alright, I hear, I don't know. Or maybe you could have shtimmed it and said, you know, You need one chacham, you need Rosh Matos, you need one chacham and two hediotos. Could that have been a way to shtim the two, the gezeirah shavah with the Rosh Matos?
So it would have been an additional requirement. Rosh Matos, yeah, would have been enough, and the pasuk now says gimel hediotos.
No, you learn them together. I guess I'm suggesting you would learn them together. You would have said, what does it mean? That Rosh Matos means one of the three has to be a gadol. You don't need three gadolim. And the other two, and then Gezeirah Shavah tells you, Rosh Matos tells you need at least one. You need a gadol, and Rosh Matos tells you you don't need all three to be gadolim. I don't know. So is it not possible that you could have learn the whole sugya that way?
So I'm missing the ikar question that you're asking, you know, is, you know, had it come to be this, that's something that's maybe we have to develop it to see how it is. Specifically, what you're offering could be that the limud of from Shchut Echutz is saying that the halacha applies, is applicable to, you know, to Kol Yisrael. Now, in that application, the way you want to say it, maybe that wouldn't comply to that, because it's not really applying to right, because he's still requiring a Yochen Mumcha in over here, right? So maybe that's why that wasn't an option, because we need to have in some form it has to apply to, you know, to Hedyotis without any requirement of Rosh Matos. Alright, but if we have some other difference to make it, you know, however, you know, that might be, you know, that's something that, you know, maybe Hedyatis, you know, works the Zoyan, and they, you know, so if you had some kind of other way, maybe you could, you know, question that. So I don't know, we don't know what exactly it is. We maybe think about some other applications, but yeah.
That's the way you understand the Ron, that this was, you had two limudim, and this was the only way to stim the two together.
Yeah, okay, only way, or as Chazal understood, that is the best way.
The best way,
right? Right, yeah. So like we mentioned before, again, right, means it would sound like that the numbers themselves were initially a contradiction, and in order to the miyashiv, that's where the difference of the numbers came from, right? And that's what we were discussing before. The initial numbers, what was the initial common number? Was it you know, this three is what we initially would have thought that Rosh Yamatis requires three. And because of the Gzeirah Shavah, so really we changed the number that Rashi and Matzis required, or it works the other way. That really one Hedyot would have been sufficient as far as the limit from Shkut Echutz, and because of the contradiction over here, we had to change the numbers, so that caused the upgrade that Hedyotis must be a greater number. Right, and that greater number, like Ron says, from two to three. Right, you know, once it's two, it has to be three. Let's see. Vayitus. Zot more vayitus. We're up to over here right now. Rosh Yamatis b'shchut echutz l'may hilchusot. The Gzeirah Shavah teaches us also a chiddush din in the din of shchut echutz l'may hilchusot. What are we learning from the parshas and the Dorim to the parish of Shkut Echutz? Omar Rav Sheshes Lemesh Yeh Shel Behektish. We're learning from over there that there's She'ela Behektish. It's relevant to Shkut Echutz. Shkut Echutz is, the halacha is based on something that someone was marked, something as a korban. It's supposed to be, it's fit to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, the Mokam. The Mokum HaKrovus Kobonus is, and that person does whichever one of the avoidus bachutz, shchita, for example. So then there's chikoros. So it's a aver chamur. Is zok the Gemara that the Lima tells us shei sheila behektish. Now sheila behektish, right, is really something which is not specific to Shchut Echutz. Right? It's something which affects Shchut Echutz, but it's not a halacha which is specifically relevant only to Shchut Echutz. Now, Zot Gemara, that the Gzera tells us that there is some kind of halacha that you have by Nidorim, which we could apply to Shchut Echutz, and then halacha is She'ela Behektish.
There's something interesting there, meaning we're learning She'ela, like all Hektish,
mm-hmm,
by a Gezeirah Shavah to Shchut Echutz.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you see it by Shchut Echutz, would you say it that way? Because you see you can do She'ela by Shchut Echutz, therefore by any other korban, you should also be able to do it, like almost a kal v'chomer.
Yeah, I mean, L'chor has nothing to do with
the door.
What?
Right? Let it in the door. You know,
right.
What I mean?
Is any reason why it should specifically work by Shchut Echutz? I mean, it's affecting Shchut Echutz, but it doesn't seem that Shchut Echutz lends to it any more than anything else, right?
Unless you'd want to time it that you're doing it, you know, that you're allowed to do it to get out of this mess you got yourself into. You know, in the middle of that. Right?
It's like a bidyevid, but not a lachila.
Right.
Like, if you can still bring the korban, why should we allow you to do sheila on the korban? It's a, bring the korban as a kosher korban.
But again, but that's not, that don't seem like how the Gemara is being.
Right. Now, over here also, what you point that you raised, that you know we have a limud. You know, how did it come to be specifically this, right? So again, if we have other options, we have to figure out why those are not okay, right. There's no remez that specifically this halacha has to be the one, right? We have Gzeirah Shavuot from one from the next, and however it came to be decided that this should be the halacha, whether there was nothing else or Chazal understood.
I mean, why it was specifically she'ela by
yeah, there should be right. You know, is there another option? Maybe there is no other option, or if there was, this was a better option.
I mean, lechor, meaning when we make a Gzeirah Shavuot, we're taking a din from Nedarim and applying it to Shkutei Chut. So here in this case we're saying, just like you can be Shoal on Nedarim, you can be Shoal on Shkutei Chut. So
right.
The question is there some other
right.
Halacha by Neder that would be Shayach too?
Yeah, right, okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see the rounds. Look at the rounds. Let me see Yeshelu Behektish. Shem Hektish Behemo Vishoch Tabachot. So he was makes the behemoth. So he did the isra of shutei chutz. V'achakach nishal aleho. Then he was shoyel potter. He'll be potter from the chiyuvim. The kibun sheyeh sheila behekdish kila hekdish ameolam domi. It would be equivalent to that if he was never makdish it. The chacham oker hanedem may ikroi. That's how it affects the din of shutei chutz. Now, according to what we said before, and maybe even according to what Shlomo's distinction, I mean there are other dinim and isurim in hektish. Let's say mi'ilah, right? Someone's makdish an item, right? So you know, but they resuri. It's also by no, you can't. You know, there's the dinim meila. So that's it. Would also be relevant over there, right? If you show on it, yeah, then it would undo any isurim that were done on this thing as a result of it being hektish. Let's see now. Now, there's maybe something to think about on the other side of things. The Hainu Azor. That means that, I mean, it seems to be over here that without this limud, I wouldn't have known that you could be shoyel on hektish. Wouldn't have only been shown on hektish. So we have to know why a tapa would have been different than a nether, other nedarim. Not necessarily a hard question, but that's one point. And another point we need to know is like this: is that what about? Is there anything else that we know that you can be shoyel which is not a nether? What have we had in the sugi before? Truma, right? By truma, you could be shoyel on truma, right? So where does that come from? Where does that come from? You have to chesh benos where that comes from. Is that something that you know from the dorm without Gzeirah Shavuot and hektish is different, and I need a source for hektish? Or that in itself comes as a result of the limud from hektish, right? And then you have to chesed beis shamay according to that, right?
I mean, we see a netter. You're making it into a toes,
right?
Maybe I could have thought anything you can. I mean, anything that's mamash a toes, you don't even need a chacham for. And it shouldn't apply just to neder, it should apply to anything that's mamash a toes. It was a toes, it's a nothing.
Okay, so but you're touching on the point that even though the mechanism is working with the toes, but it's not an intrinsic toes. Uh-huh. However, we understand that we need the chochem in order to create the toes. Right? So that would be the issue over here, right? That this power that the Chochem could create the Tois, where does that apply? It applies by Nedarim, right? Does it apply by other such Chaloisim, right?
When we brought that, you can be Shalom Hakama. Is that included in the Dharma, or is that, would that also be like a separate, like a...
I think over there it's mevul because it's kein nidra, right? It's mitam neder. That's where
so that comes directly in the package.
Yeah. The Gemara Tak was mistaken about that, but based on the maskana that it could be shoyel, it's mitam neder, and. Hektish is still a different shayla, but that we need exer shava for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael before was discussing kind of mafreya, you know, how that works, but. Do we have any sources in she'ela, after a person was already over? Do we have any sources on that? I think we had that maybe if the thing that the nether was on is not ba'olam anymore, do we have members of such a source about that? Let's say by Shela, right? By Truma, right? Truma, right? The Gemara, there's a limit to that. Then we have to know what the basis on that is, right? Truma b'yad kain, you can't be Shela anymore. Right? Where did that? What's the basis of that limitation? And see whether that has to do with what else over here.
You're asking, though, I mean, if a person makes a neder and they're over on the neder and then they do a she'ela on the neder.
Right.
The question. So I guess this is the question: is that are they? Did they? Is the avera go away? If you say it's mamish lamafreya mamish,
well, I mean,
which is what the Ran seems to say.
The Gemara sounds like it more definitely sounds like he's saying, right? That it affects shutichutz. That you know, you're okay. Maybe it's the Ran. If you learn the Gemara somehow, you know, differently, whatever the Gemara means. More definitely saying that it's affecting shutichutz. Right? Is there a different way of learning of the Gemara itself other than? Undoing the avera, maybe in a lighter form.
I mean, just in general, though, when we the those rishonim who learn mikano vela mafreya, aren't they saying? Isn't that the essence of what they're saying? That if you're over on the neder before you did the she'ela, it doesn't undo that. It only makes future actions as if the neder was never there. What do they mean?
I don't remember clearly whether this application is what they were saying, or maybe it's something that we used as an afkamina. But once we see this Gemara over here, then we have to rethink that. Right?
Okay.
So we have to take a look back to see what the sources on that was. What do we know? The Rosh says, "What in the chol tov hekdesh? The mitzvah svasov kigoyin truma umaiser kida omar le'el." So the Rosh tells us that she'ela and truma comes from this, right?
Truma is a nether.
as much as hektish is. Right?
I mean, you're making another to give this animal as a carbon.
No, but what you're doing more is that might be a harei olai, let's say. But once you maktish the behemoth itself, harei ze oila, right? And then by shulei chutz, that's where you're standing. Right? So that...
Then we say it's not a neder because you can't say that. This is like that by truma, right? By carbon, you can say that I want this animal to be like that animal.
Truma? Temura?
What?
You're talking about temura to exchange it for the other one?
No. He's talking about dovah hanodur. Right. Truma is not a dovah hanodur. I think Devan explained because what you're doing is really creating heter, right? Or actually your iser, Devan said, was why is mutter to kehanim, right? Your iser. So it's not a dover hanodur that you can be matfis off of it, but the limit is kol dover hakodesh b'maitzis fossil. I mean that's what we're learning out. What you're saying could be that's why without Gzeirah Shaveh, Taka would have been limited to Neder. Definitely Hektish and Shuma is not a simple Neder. It's a Chalos which is activated by Dibur Piv. Mm-hmm. That's what the Rosh is saying, that's the essence of this limud. It's not limited to hektish. And based on that, I don't remember over there.
When you say Dibur Piv, you mean as opposed to doing a Maisa?
Yeah. Ah. Mm-hmm. The Gemara over here tells us that Beis Shammai holds that is ain shel behektish, and that's because they hold hektish betois is a hektish. Hektish betois is a hektish.
That would be a mamish talus, no?
Yeah, right. He's talking about a toy. Yeah, yeah. Now, why that taka is so? I think we have to be mine into the sugya over there, right? But if a real toys is still styled a hektish, then, the mechanism of how HaTorah works by hektish is not relevant. You're making it into a toys, but toys itself doesn't change things. That's the more means over here, right? So the Gemara, the Bisham Doma in Shel behektish Roshi Hamatis Tichsiv Bishkutei Chutz Lemay Hilchuso. Now let's hear the Gemara, right? So the Gemara is raising a question which is forcing the Gemara to back out and totally back out, right? So the Gemara that Beis Shammai holds Ein Shelo Behektish. So what did they do with the Limud? Zok the Gemara Beis Shammai less looks Zeru Shoven. So what you see from all this is something which is relevant to what we said before. Well, that apparently there is no other option.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right? Because if there was no other option, what's that? It's a funny. You know,
learn
the other way. Right? Yeah. Right? So that's what you see from Ms. Gemara over here, that there is no option. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if... Let's just hear with... What?
No other option for what?
Learning the Gzeirah Shaveh. Right? That the Gemara wants to know, called Beis Shammai, that the hektish betoyis. So the Gzeirah Shaveh can't be telling me by shchut echutz that this halacha that you could be matter hektish. So the Gemara says because of this question that they don't hold of the whole Gzeirah Shaveh, right? That's where, yeah.
I mean, there's no other din that's relevant by nedarim that you would learn over the shchut echutz other than sheila. So that's what it is.
B'chor, right? That's what seems to be. And that source that Beis Shammai holds, whatever that is, apparently is not giving in to this. right?
Mm-hmm. According to Beis Shammai, if you have a tzedakah box and somebody thinks they take a dollar bill out of their pocket and put it in the tzedakah box, they end up saying, "Oh my gosh, that was my $100 bill that I had enough. I was supposed to give that. I need that $100 bill. I didn't mean to take the $100 bill." He can't take the $100 bill out and put in the dollar bill. He did the $100 bill and now belongs to tzedakah. Is that correct?
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I can't tell you definitely.
Are you misupik because he's saying tzedakah, or are you misupik even if it would be a hektish box?
I thought he meant tzedakah.
But hektish box for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to make sure Sam, what you're misupik on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. So what I've just pointed out is there will be a contradiction over here, right? Shammai have their source. The hektish Torah is hektish. This would be saying not like that. You could be shoyel. So that's a steer to that. So you know who gives? Right? We see from this Gemara over here that you know it's you know the Gzeir Shava side of things giving over here, right? The Gzeir Shava and he absolutely doesn't hold of the Gzeir Shava. He doesn't. That's what the Gemara. What I'm saying is that right? If he held the Gzeir Shava. Then that wouldn't have been. I'm saying that.
Even if you hold that, that posim the charata, it's working through tavs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would think. Yeah. It's still working.
If you have to have a pesach, so I understand it. If I wouldn't know that, I wouldn't have made another.
So it's right, but it's still because of tavs. That's what it is, right? You know, maybe charata itself is not sufficient. There's conditions on how we could activate the toys, but it's all mitam toys.
And even when the shalosh hadyotis is working through toys, it's not only by a chacham mumcha.
Yeah. I mean that there shouldn't be a difference in the mechanics. The mechanics are all the same. Just the requirements to activate this mechanics, that's where there's a difference. A chacham has the ability to activate by himself, and by hadyotis we need the power of the numbers.
That's interesting once you're saying it that way. I mean, because in Potkin B'charat, and he had to get off of his horse because he had to really think about it. I mean, you're talking about now a Talmud Chacham has to really sit and think about being matzah this neder, and you got shalosh hediotos. You know, how does three help you if none of those people are capable of achieving that level of?
So the English says brings down from Achronim that you can't have three hediotos that are really amaratzim. You have to have three hediotos that. If you explain to them the whole concept of Pesach and you explain to them, you know, how to do a show and another, they understand the concept. They understand the whole thing, and they're just not a chacham mumcha, but they have to be sophisticated enough to understand that.
I hear, but this is the question. Meaning, if one, you need a bigger Talmud Chacham to do it by one. Why? Because l'chora.
He needs to be
Ma'ayan V'dover. So how does, if you don't have that level and you're going to a lower level and none of those three people by themselves are able to accomplish that level, then how does having three, you know, get you there? That's my question.
Well, you find the concept. The minion makes 10, even though you can have five Moshe Rabbeinus, they can't make a minion, even though they're
okay. I hear you. Okay. Maybe that's Taka the answer. There's a kedusha of Klal Yisrael that
with numbers.
Siyata d'shmaya. What? Siyata d'shmaya. That if you get the three heads together, then
maybe. Okay. I hear. I don't know if Rav wants to say anything on this. We had three hedyotos gave their opinions. Maybe the Rav wants to give his opinion.
Okay, but I'm just very 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 short. I hear two points over here that we're touching on. One is a more technical issue, and one is more is a question as the power of activation. If we just talk about the power of activation, so that could be that the power of activation is given to someone who is a mumche, not necessarily because he has to use his intellect and his knowledge in order to do that. It's just a condition that who this din was handed. It's handed over to someone on that level. So as far as that's concerned, okay, fine. So that could be given to a group of three. That you could talk maybe like what they're saying, right? The power of three. But if your question is like from that Gemara that is you are mechamor and you have to use your intellectual capabilities, so that's already a little more difficult, right? So Shlomo was talking about that there's a siyak d'shmai that these three people will come to accomplish that. Okay, if that's true, that's true. but that it's more of a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It would almost be a kasha then on that understanding, that it's not the way I was understanding it. You go back and understand that more differently, maybe.
Okay, so I have to know what that means. Let me just speak it out this way. That, if you'd ask us, we would think that probably Ben Gamliel, while he's riding on the thing, while he's shooting an arrow, probably could focus his mind just as good as Gimel HaDyertis, right? If that's what it is, right? That's where the question over there is. That's it. If requiring...
Isn't that a camel is not considered yeshiva? Only sitting on a chair or the ground is considered yeshiva.
Okay, that's question of him. Let him just stop. And
he's being yoshiva on the guy. He has to go down. Seems like he was misopic. It seems like he wanted to do extra things for.
Is it possible now? I'm just thinking of this. Is it possible that it's? This isn't really what was mashma in the Gemara there, but it's the idea that you're when you get yourself ready to daven, you're saying, okay, I'm about to do this thing, and I'm getting off, I'm going through a process of knowing that I'm about to do something chashuv. When you get together with three people, the process of getting together with the three people achieves that kind of a thing.
Okay, maybe adjust a little bit what that Gemara was over there. Mm-hmm.
I guess none of us learned it that way. It didn't seem that way, but I don't know. Okay.
One rebbe was old and weak, and he stood up to prepare the wicks to set up the menorah. But later, when it came to lighting, he lit it sitting down. Why do you sit down? Is that how it's supposed to stand? Of course, you can't stand it. So why is family setting up? Setting up is more important. The hakana is
Okay, let's see over here. Yeah. One more. Let's just finish the Gemara a little bit over here. Zok the Gemara. Okay, according to Beis Shammai, Zok the Gemara. Since Shammai holds that you can't be shoyel on Hektish, must be they don't hold of the Gzeris Shava at all, Zok the Gemara. Now, if that's so, Zot the Gemara, Zeh Hadova v'Parsha Sedom l'Ma'iksiv. So we won't learn one from another, but each one in its parsha. What's the process? There's like a meat over here. Zot the Gemara, following. זה הדובר פשיס נורן מקסיב, לא אמר חוכם מטיר, ואין בעל מטיר, בעל מייפר, ואין חוכם מייפר. Like the Gemara said before, right? That's without Xavier Shovel. That's a meat in the parish itself. Zadav b'shut echus l'maksev loymal hashchita chay ve'in chay v'al hamaliku. Now, this halacha is important halacha, which is as follows: that I believe what this halacha is. The line is Meirich over here. It's not Meirich over here, but I believe this halacha is like this. Taka the din vayin oif. The dinner of an oif, if someone's makdish on a bird, so the seder of the avoida by an oif is dafka malika, not shchita.
Every bird which is brought
is malika, and therefore the din of shchut echutz one is primarily, seemingly, that you're doing what should have been done bifnim, you're doing by chutz, and therefore we would have said that in order to be shchut echutz, if someone's makdish and oif, so you got to do the seder havoida of pnim outside, which would mean to say make a malika outside. Over here, this pasuk tells us not like that. That the chiv shchut echutz is dafka shchita, even though this was bifnim was supposed to be done amalika, right? So this is a that's what this halacha over here is
and if
saying.
If he does malika, he's not over shchut echutz.
Right. So it's not just coming to tell him it's on a behemoth if you make a malika, you know, outside. I mean, that's pasuk. That's pasuk. I don't think I need this pasuk for that. Right? This pasuk is coming to tell me that even on an oif, which its din really was a malika, but the chiyuv shchut echutz is dach v'shchita.
So it's two things. It's that in an oif, malika isn't shchut echutz, and shchita is shchut echutz.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it's just, I couldn't find this in the Rambam. It's pasuk to you that if you didn't do a kasher or shchita, that you would not be over on shchut echutz?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's mivur that it is totally in the din of shchita she'en ru'uya. There's a sugi over there that if there's an exterior problem, right? Why the shechita is not matter the basar, not an intrinsic problem, not in the ma'isa shechita, right? If it's part of the ma'isa shechita, that's no good. But if you have something which there's a different reason why the shechita doesn't work, so that's a machlekes tanoim.
So you did a kosher shchita, but it was a treifa. Would you be chayv in shchut echutz? That's that machlokas you're saying.
Could be over there. You want to know what the example is? An example of it. I think Shchut Echutz also has to have this gedorim.
If it's not a shechita, then it gets the din of a nevela, right? And it gets tumas nevela. But if it's a good shechita, but it still could be treifer, and it doesn't get the tumas. I don't remember exactly.
That's true. By treifer, that is halacha. Treifer doesn't have tumas nevela.
Treifer doesn't have tumas nevela. So that's just a shechita. It's a shechita.
Yeah, Yeah, the shchitz and chinuch and shchita. I think so. I'm just, it's not so clear right now, but I think you're right that is shayfer is one of the examples of a shchita she'ena ru'uya, which intrinsically the ma'aser shchita is a ma'aser shchita. There's a different reason why pashtus that. That's the simple way of understanding how treifa works. That it's a outside problem. The shchita is a good shchita, right? Yeah. Okay.
Somebody said that in the Torah, Meshchut Echutz, are the only two places in the whole Torah where that Tzibur was said that it was a Hadabar. Is that true in the whole Torah Kula?
Okay, could be.
Ask Rav Chaim.
I can't say that right. That my knowledge of Kol Torah Kula could answer that question. Yeah. Okay, let's just see over here. So now the Duran tells us that Basil also holds his halacha, and Basil has a different source for this halacha here. The halach by shchut echutz that is dafka shchita, not malika. Now, so what's just missing over here is after Gemara that el beisham lahash shugim hayetis menolan. How does beishamai know if he doesn't have the hold of the erev shabbat? So how does he know to be mach gimel hayetis? Is zokta Gemara a different limud? Different, it's a little bit late over here, but the limit over here is from Moyad Hashem. Eile Moyad Hashem. That's mivur in the Hemshach Hagemara with the Ran. It's a little bit. It's take too much time to read it all inside, but that's what comes out of the Ran. That the
in our Gemara it says Veitava Moshe is Moyad Hashem with Israel, but it seems like the Rishonim change it to Eile Moyad Hashem. It's a different pasuk, right?
That's what I'm still being set on.
Yeah.
They
change the pasuk.
That's the doing. They're changing the pasuk. Okay.
That's what.
Change the gears.
Change the gears. Okay. Right.
I don't want to tell Akoponim, Ashil, but he could have gotten away with it. But I didn't know that.
So. Yeah. Akoponim, but that's what comes to mind, that there's a meat in that parasha, and the meat of that parasha is saying that by Moed Hashem, there is a requirement of Dafka Bezdin. You need a Bezdin to be Kaveya, the Chodesh, which affects the Moyadim. Dafka over there, Masha Enkin, is the Tzemiyat. Other places, you don't need Dafka. Mumche, and that will tell us that's the source for the dinner of Hedyotis that you have by Nidonim.
But by Kiddush HaKodesh, the Mumche is Shalosh Mumche. There's this Moshe and it's Aaron, and then if you have Moshe and Aaron, you don't have Bezdin Shachar, so you have three.
Okay, so what's your but?
Dafka over there, you need Mumche, but it's not Yochid Mumche, it's Shalosh Mumche.
So we have a source. That's what the Duran says. We have a source for Yochid Mumche anyways. So it can't be that the pasuk over there is coming to tell us that it's sufficient to have one Mumche. Right? This may have to do with what we discussed before, Taka. But, you know, what was the number of the Mumche just from that pasuk itself? But I believe that's the cheshbon over there, that for Yochid Mumche, we have a source in the parasha itself. So therefore, the meat has to be going on, tell us another step, right? Concerning Hedyotis. That even Hedyotis Amutu. Yeah. See that in the round. Okay, so that's the source. The source according to Beis Shammai, the Gimel Hadet is good. It's because of the meat in the parish of Moyadim. Dafka over there, there's a requirement of Mumchen, and over here, not. Just not to be marich on this. Just to make a mention that the Ran brings a machlekes in the Rishonim that what is the mumcha requirement? Right? What is it? By nidorim. Do you need samach or not?
On the Kiddush HaChodesh, for sure you need samach, right? That's mm-hmm. why we can't do it bizman hazeh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smicha, right. And he brings that the Rambam says that concerning Nidorim is kol shehu rav muvhok, that's sufficient. Okay, but we can't be mad too much on this. Okay, but we couldn't leave that without mentioning that. Okay, right. The din of Rosh Matis, what's that requirement? That's a machlekes in Hashem, whether you need a somuch for that, or it's sufficient to have a yochin mumche, and maybe mumche b'doira is also sufficient that to feed the generation.
Okay. I mean, how do you think? The Ran originally seems to say from the sugya, I'm learning that you would need somuch. But I got the sense from the way he finished that he was falling off of that, and he was really
the Rambam.
Yeah. Do you agree or no?
I also got that feeling. But now that you're raising the question, I would have to look at it again to see whether that feeling was just a feeling or something to rely on.
Okay.
This thing that it says more than Hashem Tzricha Mumcha Ve'ein. This thing is a statement of Tanoim, explaining what the Tanoim meant. Is it a drasha from a pasuk?
I think that's what the Ran's doing. The Ran's learning that it's a miyut. Eile moed Hashem is a miyut. That is halacha by moedim, which does not apply to something which is in conjunction, Shabbos, Nidorim, which are related. So that's how we know it's Mimai Dead.
It's considered a drasha of the pasuk from Eile Moed. It's the Mi'at.
I think so. Yeah.
And the same Mi'at is that for both Shabbos and Nidorim.